Parshas Truma begins the parshiyos of the Mishkan, and it continues all the way to the end of Shemot. And really, that's the noisei of a lot of Eker as well, all the karbonis. So it's kama v'kama parshiyos. It's almost a fifth of the entire Torah is dedicated to the Mishkan and subsequently the Beis Hamikdash. And the karbonis that are inside, Truma Tetzaveh, Kitzisa v'Yakov Kudei, v'Yikra Tzav Shmini. A great portion of the Torah Lechora wasn't Negea most of the years of Klal Yisrael so far. Out of the 5,782 years of the Velt and the 3,333 years since Matan Torah, it's been a very small amount of the years, about 1,000, a little bit more maybe, that we had the Mishkan and the Beit HaMikdash. It's interesting that such a great portion of the Torah is dedicated to something which we didn't have for so much of the time. So the truth is that even, as Chazal tell us, even when you don't have the Mishkan, you could be mekayim the mitzvahs ha'idei limud. The limud is kilu as if you're mekayim the mitzvahs. And that's how Shaitan mekayim the mitzvahs, even if it's a person's not a kohen. Person doesn't have all the Yechidus and Mekayim, all 613 mitzvahs. The way is Ayidei Limud. However, as well known, what people refer to as a Chazal, came to mind that the Makar, earliest Makar that they have is the Alshech, that Vishachanti B'Sarchom, Nisarchol Enemel B'Sarchom, Nisarchol Echad V'Echad, that in Echram, the Indian of the Mishkan, is Lav Dafko, the Ashrayis Ashchino that the Rebbeinu Shlom had in the Mishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash per se, but in every yid, that there's the ability for a yid to make himself into the Mishkan. Not only that, the Chidah, so just now, the Chidah says that a person should be make himself into a Mishkan, all the Kelim. V'chin Tasu, it says at the end of all the tzivuyim of building the entire Mishkan and all the Kelim of the Mishkan, it says V'chin Tasu. You should make yourself into a Tavnis HaMishkan, that all the Kalim in the Mishkan will be manifested in the person's behavior. Like he says that the menorah, a person should be mayor to all those that are around him. And Oren, he's Noisei the Torah. And a chinuch of the kruvim, yiladim on the top. The interesting part, I just saw Ramesh Shapiro says that when he gets to the kruvim, he says kruvim is the malachim, right? But Rashi says, or keravia, but the Rashi says in the parashas Bereishis, after Adam Rishon was thrown out of Gan Eden, Rashi says that the Rebbeinu Shlom put the Kruvim. Ve'igarish is all the Meyashke Miketel Megan Edim is a Kruvim Yislat Acher Misapeches. This one is Derech Yitzchayim. So Rashi says, what's the Kruvim? Malachi Chavola. Shaila is, where do you get Malachi Chavola? Chavir, a Kruvim is regular Malachim, a Karavia, like a child, an innocent child. Why did Rashi say, why, when it comes to the Mishkan, it's Kruvim mean one thing, when it comes to the Gan Eden thrown out, it means something else. So Ramesh Shapiro says, really, that's exactly what Chinuch is. It depends where the child hangs out. If the child hangs out on the Mishkan, he hangs out by the Aron in the Chanami, then he'll turn into regular Malachim. But if he hangs out outside, then he turns into Malachi Chaval Rechman Aslan, if he's not in a Mizgeret of Yir Shamayim. But that's every person can turn themselves into the Kalim of the Mishkan. He goes through all the Kalim. I wanted to focus on one of the Kalim. One of the Kalim, which Chazal already speak about, it's Mesam Lotam HaChochom. The Orin is to be Metape, Mibayis HaMichutz. V'tipiso Yisizov Tor Mibayis HaMichutz Tetzapenu, V'atiso Lov Zer Zov Sovim. When he gets to the Orin. So Chazal say, Kol Tam HaChochom She'in Tichy Kibarei, Ein Tam HaChochom. Where's the Makar? From the Orin. The Oren is Mesam Latam HaChacham, and it was Mitzupe Mibayis Michutz with Zov. So Tam HaChacham, it's not Mitzupe Mibayis Michutz, it's Toichoi, it's not Kibari, then Ein Tam HaChacham. I think the question of Pshat always bothered me. Why? This is the only kli that we have that's mitzupe bizov, but it's three different kelim. Right? The Oren was really three boxes. It was one rat of zov. Inside was eight, was wood. And then the most inner one was zov again. So it was mitzupe with the Oren, the eight was mitzupe with another two boxes, another two. To make it into Vayez Mitzupe Bezov. Why don't we find that everything else that's Mitzupe means that it was just plated? It was plated with gold. Why do we find by the Mizbech that it's not that way? So I think that the Nekuda is because it's Misamal Tamachochem. Misamal Tamachochem means that you need that it should be Terechik Yavari. So first of all, if you're just going to be wood, which is plated on both sides with gold, that means that the Iker Be'etim is the wood, and just on the outside is the Tzipuri, that it's. But by Talmud Chacham it's not that way. Talmud Chacham Zikr, the Iker is not the eight. The Iker is the gold. That's the Lechur of the Iker. So why don't you just ask which is gold? Because so then you don't have the Mashal of Mibayis Michus. Then you don't have the Teichai Kavari. So you need to have the three boxes. You need to have the gold and the wood and the gold. You should be able to have a Teichai and a Bari. And the Iker is in Echanami the Zov. Iker is the Zov, not the... The wood is just the way to make it a Teichai Kavari. The... Rav Volbo points out, he says the Gemara in Brachis, in Daf Chavches, says that Rav Gamliel was the Nasi, and he would only let into the Beis Medrash people that were Teichai Kavari. And when he got ousted from his position as Nasi, and Blezim and Azariah came in, then he took away the Shemir from the Beis HaKnesses, and from the Beis Medrash, and he allowed everybody to come inside. So what did he hold? What was the Machlekes between Rav Blezim and Azariah and Rav Gamliel? Whether or not Rav Blezim and Azariah held that you don't need Teichai Kavari, anybody can come in to learn Torah? So he said, no, Zichr, he was masking that also anybody that they knew for sure that wasn't Teichai Kavari, they want to teach. You're not allowed to teach a Talmud who's a Talmud Shein with a Hagun. So he says, the Machlekes just was, are you somebody that you don't know, or you might be in a Machaskas Kashrus? And he was not in a Machaskas Kashrus, and maybe they had everybody to come inside. But in a Chanami, somebody that's not Teichai Kavari, then not a Talmud Chacham, shouldn't let him to the Beis Medrash. I think that's the lesson of Talmud Chacham. It's not just that he's a Chochmah, that he knows a lot. He's a Talmud Chochmah. He learns from the Chochmah. The Chochmah taught him something. The Chochmah was Lo Yem Medrash HaEker El HaMaisa. There were Machlekes Beisham Yisil, Shteishan B'mechza, what is Gadol, Torah Gadol, or Maisa Gadol. Gadol Torah Shemeh V'Day Maisa. At the end of the day, the Limud HaTorah is Shemeivu de Maisa, like the Ramban says in Igeres Ramban, Kashatokum in a Sefer, Tchabas Asher Lamanatam, Yish Badovash, Atutuch Lekaimo. That's the ending of the Limud HaTorah. So I think that the first Nakuda of Teichai Kavari, certainly the Pashur Pshana Teichai Kavari means, like the Ramban says in Chosdeus when he's talking about it, that you shouldn't be Medaber Echab Lepev Echab Belev. That's the first basic Pshad in Teichai Kavari. But there's also the Nakuda of Teichai Kavari is that the Teichai should be like what the Barei does. If a person is Oisik in Torah and in Yoni Tikkun Amidus and his entire day, a person is that's what he's doing. He's being Oisik in Teres Hashem and Avrech Kirlo or any Yid that Be'etzem his life is revolving around the Avodas Hashem. Then his Teichai should be the same as well. Certainly, if he's learning anytime that he learns, that the Limud should be a Limud which is Lamaisa, a Limud which he's looking to integrate. Something that, after you learn it, okay, so how does this apply to me? How does this apply to me? And a person going through Mishnah Berurah. So he goes through, Dirshu is starting now, Mirat Hashem, another 2 weeks, they're starting another cycle. So that means those that are being mitzarfed, Matev Manoim. It's a wonderful idea. Rav Volbo writes, he says that there's four Yisaydis that every Yid has to know. He says that the basic Yisaydis that every, he says Chumash with Rashi and Ramban, the Silsi Sharm, Pirkei Avos of Rabbeinu Yonah, and Arachai Mishnah Berurah. Says that's the basic tura of a Yid. These four things that every person has to know. So I would suggest if you need a push, here's a good push. Start learning with the Hagoris on the side, without the Hagoris on the side, Mach Nishtayis. But the lamaitz of it is that when you get to a point that something, hopefully most of the halachas that are there, you'll know. Or a very good portion of them, at least 50%. There's thousands of halachas that are mentioned in Aruch Chaim. Most of them are very good. People know already. Baruch Hashem, that's how we've been educated. That's how we grew up when we're in yeshiva, when we're in even earlier in the house that we grew up in. We're able to pick up many of the halachas. Osmosis. However, when you get to halacha that you don't know, write it down. Something which is a chiddush for you, talk something that you're not makayim, so write it down. See, that's make it the there be a limud which is a bari, it just stays on the outside. It should penetrate to the teichai. So obviously, you have to know certain things that you to take on all the halachas at once. Seder, you're learning a blot a day of it's a lot at once. But anything which is not certainly which is not an issue, which is something in iyadio, and now you didn't know it, and now you're learning it. Something that should become part of you. Certainly, when you're spending time second seder, a person's being mashkiya, first seder, second seder, whatever it is, into a limud. That if there's something that he wasn't doing up until now that he should be doing, then in economy to change it. You're right. I, the first 20 years, 30 years, 40 years of my life, I haven't been doing it. 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, doesn't make a difference really. Right? But if a person realizes that something has to be changed, then in economy it should be changed. The difference between, one of the basic differences between a yid and a goy is that a goy could preach a lot and he could speak about and learn a lot. But it doesn't have to affect the way that he actually behaves. He doesn't actually have to practice what he preaches. A yid, that there's complete tiyum between his toich and his bari. That's b'etzem what that's the inyan certainly of a Talmud Chacham, but b'etzem of every yid. And that's how the chiddush I heard actually about Rav Steinman said about one of the gedolim. I pointed out. He says about one of the gedolim. He says that. He's ain't teichik bari in the fact that in this bari he looks like Yitaka doesn't know so much, or Yitaka doesn't act in a certain way, but his teichai is much bigger lamda and much bigger tamachogamish than he makes himself. I mean, there's some of the Rosh Hashivas here in the mirror were like that they try to totally be master, exactly anything that they know, but their bari was much greater than, their teichai was much greater than their bari. They once asked Rosh Hashanah Zalman, they said, who's the tzaddik nister in Aradur? So he said, the Rashi Bahag, right? He's the Tzadik Nister. Compared to what in a Chanami? Compared to what you think you know about him? He says he's the Tzadik Nister. He's the. But that's the Indian of a Yid. And there's a famous Maestro with. I came to famous because I remember who it was with. One of the Admirim came to a different Admir, and the Rebbe, and he told him. He says, I hope it's okay. I know that in your Beis Medrash they don't scream so much, but you should just know that Shabbos morning when I get to Nishmas. Then I start screaming. It just it comes flying out. I hope it's okay. I'm asking Rishul Mitchila that it's all right. He says, Mapetom, no way. So that's not how we do in our Beis Medrash. Absolutely not. Okay, Seder. What can he do? He goes there, Davin Shachas Shabbos morning, to Pesukim de Zimra, and Mamash feels his blood rising, and he gets up to Nishmas, and he's holding it in, and Kolatz Moisei Tamar, and he jumps up, and it goes flying out. He doesn't know what to do with himself, he's Amish. Because after davening, he goes over to the first rabbi, and he tells him, I apologize, I know you told me not to, and it's just, there's nothing to apologize about. So what do you mean nothing to apologize about? Yes, you told me in Beis Medrash, you don't do it. So he says, if you're going to come to tell me the day beforehand that already tomorrow you're planning on jumping in the middle of Pesuk of the Zimmer, in the middle of Nishmas, that's something which doesn't come out. That's, you're already planning to jump tomorrow? So that's something which is Zichitzoni. In the middle of being Mahal and Rebbeinu Shel in the middle of Nishmas, and it comes spilling out over, terrific, that's Lecha B'chilo. That's the Teichai. The Teichai, the Bari, you're going to tell me after already today what the outside is going to look like? No, but if it comes Nishmas from the Teichai, certainly that's the meaning of Teichai Bari. It's also the Nekuda, so that's the first Nekuda. The first Nekuda is whenever you're learning something, whether it's Halacha, or whether it's Inyan Yashkafa, or it's a person hears a shmuz a person doesn't have to say, it's not all or nothing. I once heard from Reb Asher, who told me, I think it was during the shiva of Reb Volba, that Reb Volba said that when he gives a shmuz, he speaks on six different levels. He's not speaking always, the entire shmuz is not just the same level. That means that in a chlam, there's certain things, somebody once came over to me, he told me this as well. So somebody once came over to Reb Volba, I think, afterwards, and he said, he was trying to mivar one of the things that he spoke in the shmuz. So he said, so let me give you a mashal amal davar daimon. He says, a person is in Yerushalayim and he has to go to a certain address in Haifa. So he has somebody for directions. So what he's doing, this is a pre-GPS days, ways and days. And he says, okay, so how do I get to this and this address in Haifa? So he says, I'm not going to give you the exact address. Go take the Yerushalayim Tel Aviv till you hit the 2 or the 4 or the 6, and you go up and then turn off by Haifa. When you get to Haifa, then he asks for directions. So the same thing over here. I'm not going to start telling you to make the left turn and the right turn, the second right turn when you get the same thing over here. When you get to that darga, then you come back to me and then we'll discuss it. So not everything that was in the shmuz is for every person. A person has to be holding it. I'm just saying is that anytime that person hears a shmooz, he goes to you, and half of the shmooz wasn't talking to him. No, so Zain is nice. Half of the shmooz wasn't talking to you. There's an akudu which is talking to you, something which is that you could pick up from it. In a chalami, take that lima that it should be something that a person could pick up to integrate into himself. The lima shouldn't remain just as a lima, as a nice vart to say over to somebody else. It's a vart that a person should take for himself. It shouldn't be just the barai. It should penetrate to the teichai. Second nekuda is also just one other nekuda that a person shouldn't have a stira. This also ech bepevech b'leiv is also a stira in the way that he's misyachas himself, the way he's misyachas other people. Sometimes when it comes to other people giving tzedakah, what does he need it for? What is it? He needs so much money for his masas. I have to pay for his chabura shmura masas. Like that's what I'm paying for. It is. But when it comes to